Short disclaimer. This podcast is in no way affiliated with the upcoming BBC production or Deborah Harkness. All views expressed are solely our own.
It begins with absence and desire. It begins with blood and fear. It begins with the discovery of witches.
Hello, All Souls Trilogy fans. Welcome to the All Souls Podcast. I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer.
So some of you may be familiar with us from the Outlander podcast. We're obviously huge book fans. We're obviously, it's not obvious if you've never heard our other podcasts, but we're definitely lovers of literature. We're lovers of a good story, and we're lovers of amazing authors. And when we heard that the BBC was in the works of developing the All Souls Trilogy, another of our favorite book series, into a television series, we thought, you know, having followed the creation of the Outlander Stars series, you know, maybe this is something we could translate into another series. And who better to do it than people who were with Outlander from like day one when it was announced, when they started casting and stuff? We said, you know, if we're going to do this, let's do it.
Yes. And so what we hope to do with this podcast is, of course, capture the excitement, as I know we all are excited, capture the excitement of the whole process, as Summer said, from announcement to casting to development to announcements in general. Hopefully once things start coming out, we'll be able to have like an announcement section like we do in our other podcast. But most of all, though we are recording and editing and putting this show out there, what we want this to be is a fan podcast. We want other people who love these books, who love these characters, who have been touched by these stories, to join us and to share their journey with us on the podcast as we share ours. And every time someone rereads a book, it's a bit of time travel. In this book, obviously, there is literal time travel. Mm-hmm. But it's a bit of time travel, and it's a bit of a, you know, it's otherworldly, right? You literally are traveling to this different dimension, this different space. Fictional as it though may be.
Well, and what I love about rereads, though, is every time you reread a series, a book, anything, you always get something a little different.
A little
from
more.
Each reread. Mm-hmm. A little more, a little different more. I mean, it's like, there are things, I notice that when I reread a series, I find different things. Like, I already know the content, so I'm not looking for that as much as I'm looking for new things. Things that maybe I didn't notice the first time in the rush mm-hmm. to finish because I was so excited to find out where it was going. Mm-hmm. So I almost get more excited about a reread than I do about the first time I go through a book.
I agree. The first time I read something, I am reading with obviously this blank slate. I have typically no knowledge. If it's a new author,
and
of
no
the
expectations.
Author. Oh no, I may have expectations, especially if someone recommended it to me.
But you don't have.
But I don't know the storyline.
You don't have specific expectations.
No, and so I'm coming into it with a clean slate or a blank slate, and hoping to enjoy it. What are you going for the first time you try and read something? You got nothing, right?
It's all content.
You got nothing.
You're
it is 100% content, plot, and what's happening to whom? How are they doing it? What's going to happen next? You know, how is this book ending? Where is the next one going to begin? Where is the storyline going to take us? What is that journey going to be like emotionally, historically, whatever? So when we do our rereads and our read-alongs, that's something that we are very excited about because we know that with Outlander, as well as other books we've done and just not podcasted about, which is most other books,
you mean the entire V.C. Andrews series?
Oh, yeah, we're not going to admit that, except that I guess you just did. We are so looking forward to discovering more gems, more detail, more of these so-called Easter eggs that Deborah Harkness has shared and given us readers. And we're just so excited to do this with the community of fans out there.
Well, the exciting thing for me, and I don't know if it's the only exciting thing, obviously it's not the only exciting thing, but the difference between this and the Outlander series, and I keep bringing that up because, you know, that's something we're actually, it's something very prevalent right now in our lives, is that I have read the Outlander series, I don't know how many times in the last however many years, so many times.
So it, over, but don't forget, over a spread of approximately 17 to 18 years.
Yeah, of course. That's not my point. My point is over that time period, I have read it so many times that I have expectations when I read it. I'm like, I'm looking forward and I'm like rushing through to get to parts sometimes. Mm-hmm. With this trilogy, I have read the first book maybe twice. And the second two books, I think I've only read once each. So for me, I'm actually kind of excited to go in and do my second reread.
Absolutely. And I have read all three books. Excuse me. I guess I can't even say that. I have
listened.
I think I listened to all three. I listened to all three. I began reading book three in a hotel room with a friend named Candida. And Candida, you know who you are.
I hope she knows who she is.
Sorry, I was with her, but actually it wasn't her book, was it? I think it was Candida's book. Anyway, if not, Mandy will correct me. But I was reading like a chapter or started a chapter before I fell asleep. But I was so excited to see that because that was the only one that I hadn't read. And so I did technically read a little bit, but all of my experience of these books, of Deborah Harkness's amazing trilogy, has been through the fantastic voice narration of Jennifer Ikeda. So I am looking very much forward to getting these books in hardback and or paperback, taking my notes as I go, and eventually, and sooner than later, with summer, as she said, beginning our first read-along, which would be A Discovery of Witches.
Now, this is a long-standing argument you and I have had regarding the difference between electronic copies of books and hardcovers. I think I have almost completely segued into electronic books without looking back. I like the fact that I have them with me at all times. I don't need to make sure I carry a book with me as I leave for the day. There, if I only have my phone with me, I have a Kindle app. I can find whatever book I need to that I own and move on from there. Or I actually do have a Kindle. I just haven't used it in years. Once I got an iPad, I was like, sorry, Kindle, go take a nap. But I don't buy books anymore. I just don't. So, I mean, I can appreciate the people who love the smell of books and being able to touch them. But between audiobooks and, like, my electronic ebooks, I'm good. I don't actually own physical books anymore.
And that's what we want to hear from you, too. So earlier this week, a little while ago, we've been asking people to share how they found the books and what the books mean to them. How have the stories affected your life, if indeed they have? Or is it just a nice story to get out of your own head and enjoy and pass the time? Or do you look forward to again and again returning and visiting Matthew and Diana and Setur and Summer? As you'll soon find out when we start our read-along, or soon enough, Summer will make fun of me with my French pronunciation because j'ai étudié le français il y a beaucoup d'années. So it's been a while. My pronunciation is decent, but we're all here to help and support each other.
I'm sure there'll be several episodes where I butcher the French language and she laughs straight in my face.
Nah, never. I've never laughed at her.
No, you just made me repeat it 30 times until I said it right.
But that's entertaining. I think they'll enjoy that too. So we're looking forward to a read-along when it eventually occurs. And we want you along for this journey. We're here for the long haul. We've been doing the Outlander podcast for over a year and a half, or coming on 2 years. So we're in this for the long haul. So we, of course, are looking forward to the BBC production. But since we don't know when this will come to us, and BBC is like, I couldn't imagine a better pairing.
No, of course not.
It's crazy
awesome.
But
then you think about the BBC and the Sherlock series, and there's like, they do three episodes, and then there's like 4 years between the seasons. Series. They're called series there, not seasons.
Yes.
But you think about that, and you're like, oh God, what have we just like signed ourselves up to? And then you have, you know, interviews, not even interviews, people were posting videos of Deborah Harkness being at some sort of a author speaking thing where she was speaking. And they were saying, you know, this is a long ways off. You know, there's no like timetable. And I'm like, oh God.
Well, and that's why we're here to do a read along and stretch it out and invite people to be along for the journey, because we may have a show and we're waiting for this, but they're waiting just as we are. So whatever, however long it takes, we will be here together to experience this.
And I don't disagree.
Probably not so many downs, hopefully.
I don't disagree, but I would like the BBC to get a little bit of a fire into their collective bottoms. And let's get some castings. Let's get some producers. Let's get some
BBC announcement of anything.
Let's get some announcements. Let's
or confirmation. I know it's legit, but I want to hear something from BBC. Maybe I missed it, but everything I saw came from, others, as well as those who were,
as well as Deborah Harkness
retweeting.
Herself.
Yeah, exactly. So let's begin at the beginning. How did we find these books, Summer?
You know,
actually, how did you find it? Because that's what really matters.
All the really good series that we've
except
enjoyed
the VC
together
Andrews.
All come from me.
That
with
did
the
not
exception
come from
of
you.
Okay, but I would never, ever, ever call the VC Andrews books good.
Oh, I didn't say they were.
I said all the good series.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, all of the obsessive series that we currently obsess about have come from me, I would say. And I don't think that that's because I'm any better at picking a book series than she is. She's just not as successful at getting me to read the stuff that she likes. That's the only thing I'll say about that. I know a lot of people have said this, and I think that I'm in the same boat that I got an email from Amazon with like, hey, I think
Try
you'll
this.
Like this. Right. I think you'll like this book. And I have never heard of Deborah Harkness. I mean, why would I have? I don't think she'd written anything prior to this. But apparently Amazon knows me better than I know myself, because if you show me a book that's entitled Discovery of Witches, or honestly has the word witches in it, clearly I'm into genre fiction. So I was like, you know what? I have a long drive. I'm not actually driving. I'm riding. So I'm free to read my Kindle. So I went ahead and committed to it. I think they'd actually been telling me about it for months. They're like, hey, Amazon. Amazon is like so pushy. They're like, this book is coming out. We think you'll like it. Hey, in about a week, this book is coming out. You should read this. Hey, this book came out last week. You haven't bought it yet. You should buy this. And then finally,
So they're basically all up in your junk.
Right. I feel like that last time they were like, hey, I think you're going on a road trip. You want a book? And
because they could link to your Google calendar.
I think the drones follow me, for real. So I finally was like, okay, fine. You win. I have time. I have nothing else to do. It's a car ride. I will commit to this because I need something. I need something to do for this extended period.
So Amazon won.
I mean, I think we all won. Actually, I'm not going to say
there
Amazon
you go.
Won.
Okay, so, Amazon won, but you ended up winning.
I totally won. I read that book. I mean, it was not that long of a road trip. I mean, it was like maybe 3.5-4 hours down, mm-hmm. 3.5-4 hours back. And I mean, this is not a short book, but I read this book the entire way down. I'm pretty sure I read it the entire time I was there. Sorry, I didn't pay that much attention to my kid, apparently. The entire way down there, while we were down there, the entire way back. And then I finished it. Like, I stayed up that night to finish it. And I was like, oh, that was so good. And then I read it again the next day. Because
wow.
I was like, I have to read this again. So,
because there was no book two at that point.
No. I was just like, was that really as good as I think it just was? And I went and read it again, and I was right. It was that good. So the successive novels, as they came out, I believe I did an audiobook versions because I could listen to them at work while I was working. There's just literally, I've reached a point in my life where there is not enough hours in the day to physically read and do all of the other things I need to. So audiobooks have become like such a big thing in my life that while I do generally still buy the ebooks, mm-hmm. if they have the option on Audible, I'm probably going to go to Audible first.
Mm-hmm. So then how does this translate to moi?
To you. You know, I'm sure there was at least... Actually, no. I'm fairly sure that as I was reading it, I told you it was a good book. But like with anything else I've tried to introduce you to, it takes about 6 weeks... to 2 years to get you
years.
To like commit to it. So I don't even know, when did you start reading? Because I know I've been pushing you to read it for a while.
I think last year.
Literally? It took that long? She's hidden this well, because I thought we were on the same page with this. I didn't realize you waited till all three books had come out before you started the series.
No, I don't know if book three had come out. I guess it had. No, I read the first one, or sorry, listened to the first one last year, and...
I'm so mad at you.
Why?
That it took that long?
It didn't take that long to read the books, or sorry, listen to them.
Exactly.
My point...
You couldn't have done that 4 years ago?
We apparently not.
Apparently.
And I finished the third one a few months later.
I spaced that book out because I didn't want it to end.
I cannot wait to get into the read-along. And I know the read-alongs of books 2 and 3 are even further away than the one for book 1. But there are just so many things that I am, from the books, right? Pissed off about, sad about, in love with, smarmy about. Oh, that's the wrong term. Not smarmy. I'm thinking of the German equivalent, which is getting in the way of my English. Just like verklempt with, you know, about.
Yeah, that's not smarmy.
No, it's not. But there are so many emotions up and the things about storyline and characters and oh my gosh, something that, you know, sad and characters, maybe not people, characters you miss and you're like, oh, but I can't talk about it yet. I got it. But I can't wait to just... Blah,
talk about it.
To get to talk about it. To be able to talk about these things. And not just because we're talking to talk about it, period. But because when we do our read-alongs, if you've ever heard us doing part of a read-along on any read-along on Outlander podcast, we do it typically chapter by chapter. It's quite pedantic. And we don't read it. We will not sit here and read the book. There's Jennifer, number one, Jennifer does that much better than we could.
And she got paid very well to do it.
And
we're not going to try to take anything away from that.
Number one. Number two, there's the whole copyright issue. So
well, there's that.
Now, what we have had, and I think we can share, is we do have permission to share parts of the audiobook. So, and that is thanks to Recorded Books and Penguin Audio. So we can share snippets if it's supporting our discussion or... an interesting one or something, some turn of phrase that Jennifer just did so amazingly well. So, yeah, I know we definitely look forward to our read-alongs, but that's a little bit into the future. Not too long, but definitely not in the next few weeks or early months. So we asked All Souls Trilogy fans how you found the books. And we got some really cool replies. On Twitter, @Sylvanair told us, I heard @Mildly Amused talking about it here and had heard good things about it previously, so decided to give it a chance. And you know what? How many times has that happened to us where you hear someone talk about it? Maybe not even recommending it to you. Summer, you need to read this. But just you hear someone like, you know, someone who's...
I totally thought you meant like right now I needed to read something. I was like, wait, what?
Also, Diane @OutlanderDream1 says... Friend recommended, and it's a blogger's dream series, along with Outlander. And of course, we don't disagree. And it actually is a fantastic series to blog about, because it's not, I mean, as Outlander, you know, it's not just great stories, great characters, great time periods. It is so rich in history, historical research that she's done, in paleography. I guess not paleography so much as ancient books or old books themselves, but I mean so, so rich and so many things and so many ways to look at different things. Paula Riddell @LadyLovesBooks on Twitter shares, I found A Discovery of Witches in the SFO bookstore about 4 months after release and fell in love. It literally changed my life. Have you ever had a book that's changed your life, Sam?
I mean, I can think of a specific series that over the last 2 years has very drastically changed my life.
Yeah, we're talking about Outlander. Yeah. If you haven't read it, we do recommend it. And there's a little podcast that may help you through it because we finished a read-along for the first one, but we're doing a read-along for the second book. But definitely, we both, I think most of us have experienced some books in some fashion, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, whatever, that have changed our lives in some way. Rachel on Twitter, @Iced782Mocha, says... Matthew and Diana walked into my life because I saw the review of book 1 in Entertainment Weekly. That happens too. Have you ever saw a review somewhere and said, oh my gosh, okay, that's it, I have to read it.
I do that all the time. Actually, Entertainment Weekly is one of my go-tos for
like recommendations. You're like a heavy, heavy subscriber of theirs.
Oh, I've subscribed to that magazine
for years.
For probably a decade now.
Really?
Probably.
Since before you moved back out to California?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my goodness.
I know, I love this magazine, and I get a lot of recommendations for movies, for TV shows, for books, for all kinds of stuff. I still don't follow their nonfiction recommendations because I just don't like nonfiction books.
And Fern, at FernManor75, also from Twitter, shares, I saw buzz when Book of Life came out. I got the free audio Discovery of Witches, waited a few weeks, was blown away from the first chapter, finished the All Souls trilogy, and I'm still in awe. And Stephanie Wang sent us a private message on Facebook. Thank you so much, Stephanie, and shares how she discovered the series. I first discovered A Discovery of Witches after a study abroad at Oxford. Okay.
Jealous.
Yeah, totally jealous here.
Kind of hating on you right now in my head.
We need to become friends, Stephanie, because we need to know all about this. After I came back from Oxford, I had a really bad case of nostalgia. Who wouldn't? I missed the place so much. There was just something magical about that place. One day, I was at the local bookstore browsing aimless when I came upon A Discovery of Witches paperback. The cover and synopsis got my attention mostly because the story was set in Oxford, but once I started reading, the rest was history.
Hello, podcast team, and congratulations for the new podcast. This is Laura calling from San Francisco. I wanted to answer your question, so here you have it. How I found the books. A friend of mine told me to read them because they were like Harry Potter for grown-ups. And she just forgot to tell me that vampires were in the books, and I never liked vampires or vampire stories. Well, Philippe de Clermont wins because he said, never is a very long time. How the books have affected my life. My friends think I joined a cult, and I think they're right. The All Souls Trilogy discussion group on Facebook is the only reason why I'm on Facebook, to be honest. And finally, regarding whether the books changed my life, I guess in a way they have. I made new friends, and I cannot wait to meet them at Big Wow Comic Fest the weekend of April 18th and 19th, where we have a fan table. And so thank you, and I cannot wait to see you there.
Hi, my name's Erin from Orange County, California, and I first found the All Souls trilogy, A Discovery of Witches, from my friend Liz, who said you just absolutely have to read this book. And then from then on, I bought my own copy, and I passed them on to several other people to read, and they all loved them. They've affected me in just being able to look and see magic everywhere, as well as have a deeper love for history. And they've changed my life just with being able to talk about how delightful they are, and with my friends who read them, and being able to pass them along to people to enjoy as well. Have a great day. Good luck on your first podcast.
So this is just a taste of what Deborah Harkness fans, All Souls Trilogy fans, are saying. And we want to hear from you. How did you find it? What do these stories mean to you? Have they changed your life? Has Deborah Harkness touched you in a way? Has she changed your life?
Anything. Has she physically touched you? Oh, I mean, no. Do we need to file a report?
No.
No?
So, you know, let us know. Leave us a mail.
Make sure he's hot.
Might as well leave it in there, but no.
So let us know how you found the books, how it's touched your life, how it's changed your life, anything and everything that you want to share about the books. You can do this in a number of ways. You can email us at allsoulspod@gmail.com. You can send us a private message on our Facebook page. You can tweet us. We'll see it there. Make sure you tag us, obviously. And you can leave us a message on our message line. And that number is 916-604-4777.
And don't forget, you can always leave us a message on our hosting platform at audioboom.com/channel/allsoulspod. Super easy. If you have a mic and a computer, you're good.
Oh, yeah. So there are so many ways to get a hold of us. And
the only way that I would say don't try to get in touch with us, don't mail me an audio cassette. I don't even have a tape deck anymore. And I don't know how we would get that onto the computer.
So the reason we want to hear from you is not just to be part of the show, to share. And again, this Summer and I are doing the recording, the editing, you know, having the hosting site, doing all the back end work, I guess you could say, and planning. But we want this to be a community. So we invite each and every one of you to share with us, answering some of those questions that we've already put out there and posing more questions. You know, let's get some talk generated because we know there are thousands of fans out there and we all love to talk about things that we love. Who doesn't? So when you share with us, we can then share that on this platform that we have. So Summer, what do you and I hope that this show will be? We've talked about a few things. We've mentioned a read-along. And someday when we hear, whether it's from, doesn't matter really who, because it'll include anything and everything, but sometimes when things come regularly, we'll definitely include announcements, be they from the BBC, be they from Deborah, or something about Jennifer.
Hey, if I have an announcement, I'll be glad to share it with you.
Basically, anything and everything that's an update.
Well, you
that's
know,
connected to the show.
I think that and generally, if we follow the old adage, and it's not an old adage, the new adage, or the current adage of all souls all the time.
There you go.
So that's what we're here for. That's what we want to talk about. That's what this is for. And we hope you
join us.
Of course. We want you along for the ride. We want you participating. Because I get tired of hearing myself talk. I get tired of hearing Ginger talk. It's all we do is talk.
It's all good. And of course, Summer, do you think we may have the odd interview?
I sure hope so. Because, again, like I just said, I get tired of listening to ourselves talk. Sometimes I just like to listen.
And do you think we may have the odd giveaway?
I mean, it's entirely possible. I don't want to make any promises, but I think that we're definitely...
No details, but we could work on. Sure that they will be in the future as well. And maybe some unofficial meetups or gatherings at impromptu gatherings. At fan events or book signings.
Oh, they won't be that impromptu. I think if it's at any kind of a gathering, there has to be some sort of planning involved.
Well,
can't be impromptu. Impromptu means like, hey, it's Sunday and I'm going to go down the street. Hey, guys, I'm at Bella Brew.
So are there any things that we are kind of putting our feelers out for coming up soon, that some places that we might be able to meet some people or meet other fans?
No.
You totally ditched me on that.
That's what we call the antithesis of improv. That's like the number one rule of improv.
To not going with it?
You can't say no.
Oh. So basically, Summer's not improvising. Although, we both are.
I was being a bad improv partner.
Well, that is episode one. We're going to keep it short and sweet this week because we got a lot of really, really good suggestions for possible conversation topics for upcoming episodes that will require some definite homework. And we do, as we hinted at earlier, we do plan on doing a read-along of A Discovery of Witches. It will just be in a little while. So thank you so much for joining us on this journey and for listening to our very first episode of the All Souls Podcast. Thank you to our generous audio host, audioboom.com. You can find our audio channel at www.audioboom.com/channel/AllSoulsPod. Many thanks to Penguin Audio and Recorded Books for allowing us to use portions of the audiobooks in our show. Visit our website at www.allsoulspod.com. Follow us on Twitter at AllSoulsPod. Find us on Facebook by searching for The All Souls Podcast. Or email us at allsoulspod@gmail.com.